Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Parah, the fifth parak, Mishnahs 3 and 4. Keruya she'tiviluha b'mayim she'enan royin l'kadesh, mekadshin ba ad she'titame. So, in a pumpkin skin, which was immersed in water not fit for sanctification, they can sanctify it until it's rendered impure. Nitma ein mekadshin ba. But once it's rendered impure, they cannot sanctify in it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im mikadesh hu ba, betchila, af besof yikadesh ba. Rabbi Yeshua says that if he may sanctify it in the beginning, then let him sanctify it also at the end. Im eno mikadesh ba besof, af lo betchila. If he can't sanctify it in the end, so in the beginning he couldn't either. Ben kach u ben kach, lo yosif lesoch amayim mikudashim. And in either case, he shouldn't add sanctified water to it. So we're talking a dried, hollow pumpkin that was served for drawing out the water. And if it's water that's not for sanctification, it's non-spring mikveh water, but it's not that it's impure, so a newly prepared skin, therefore, could not have contracted any tumah. But as for an added stringency for the chatas, you can put spring water in it and sanctify the pumpkin skin. Now, if the pumpkin skin becomes impure, so then we don't use it anymore, but we don't fear a possible discharge of some of the unfit water and its mixture with fit water. So if it discharges a drop, it's going to be neutralized by the bulk of the fit water. So it's not enough, it's not severe enough to warrant a concern about a discharge of the absorbed water. And so according to some, it can be used to sanctify after drying it. But if the pumpkin skin was rendered impure, and then they purified it by immersion, you cannot sanctify with the red cow water in it, because we worry about an impure drop would render impure the sanctified water. Now, Rav Yeshua says, if you use it in the beginning, you could use it in the end, after it was rendered impure, and then immersed and purified again. But if you can't use it in the end, so then you should not sanctify in this pumpkin skin in the beginning to begin with, before it was rendered impure, on the account of discharge of unfit water. So if Yeshua is ruling stringently that even before it's rendered impure, you don't use this, because of the water which the skin is going to absorb and its mixture with the spring water in the end. So ben kach u ben kach, in either case, either before or after it was the skin of the pumpkin was rendered impure, you shouldn't add. You shouldn't collect in it sanctified water, because a discharge of water is absorbed, sanctified water as astringency is disqualified even by a drop of unsanctified waters. Most commentators are dissociating the latter section from Rav Yeshua's statement and actually connect it up to the first Tana. And the Rambam in Hilchos Paraduma says that in a pumpkin skin that was immersed in water, which is fit for sanctification, they may sanctify it. But chatat water is not collected in it, because the skin absorbs the water, like we just learned. Mishnah 4. Shefoferes shechatacha lechatas, Rabbi Eliezer Omer yat bil miyad. So a tube that was cut for the chatas, Rabbi Eliezer says that it should be immersed immediately. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yitame Viyatbil. Rabbi Yeshua says it should be rendered impure and immersed. Hakol Ksherim Lekadesh Chutz Mecheresh Shote V'Katan. All people are allowed to sanctify except a deaf, mute, an imbecile, or a minor. Rabbi Yehuda Makshir B'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a minor is allowed to sanctify. Upasel B'Isha U'Bagdroganis. But he puzzles by a woman or a hermaphrodite. So the tube is a tube of a reed, and it's made into a vessel in order to receive the ashes, and it should be immersed immediately without first rendering it impure, so that it could be a tevul yom. Now, Rav Yeshua says it should be rendered impure and immersed. Only after rendering it richly impure do we immerse it. And this will show the Sedukim that the par ritual is being performed by a tevul yom, like we talked about before. Now, Rav Yehuda deems a minor fit, but declared a woman an androgynous not fit. Because he's arguing that according to the Gemara, that if the Torah intended to compare the collection of the ashes to the sanctification, it would have said, v'lakeach, and he shall take, in singular, as in va'asav, shall gather up. But since it says v'lakachu, and they shall take, it teaches that even those who may not collect the ashes, in other words, a minor, qualify for the sanctification. But this excludes a woman, because as it says, v'natan, and he shall put, masculine, and not v'nasna, she shall put, feminine. Tomorrow we will be, as far as the Adronis goes, since we're not, Adronogenous hermaphrodite has both male and female attributes. That's why we disqualify him. In comparison, a tumtum would not be disqualified where it has neither attribute. Tomorrow we'll learn Mishnahs 5 and 6.